was given by PG&E. A crew is on the scene, and currently power is estimated to be restored by 11:15 this morning. A large section of the former Sonoma Developmental Center near Glen Ellen has been transferred to the California State Park System and will become part of Jack London State Park, which will now grow to over 2,200 acres. While the redevelopment of the rest of the developmental center is still being debated, the move ensures access to open space for humans and wildlife. An outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Napa in 2022 that killed one person and sent 16 others to the hospital has been traced to a cooling tower near downtown, but a specific location was not given. A new CDC report says Facility A was the location where the outbreak was triggered. According to the report, Facility A is quite near or at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on California Boulevard. A clogged pipe that fed chemicals into the cooling system was the culprit. The Oxygen Network's true crime show Final Moments, which airs Sundays at 7 p.m., recently featured the 2004 deaths of Lindsay Cutshall and Jason Allen. The young couple found shot to death while camping at Fishhead Beach on the Sonoma County coast. It took until 2017 to find the man responsible when authorities identified Sean Gallen as the killer. You now can stream the episode called California Nightmare on Peacock or from your TV provider. Officials say South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole after serving nearly 9 years in prison for killing his girlfriend. The world-famous double amputee Olympic runner had served those 9 years of his almost 13-and-a-half-year murder sentence for killing model Rena Steenkamp on Valentine's Day in 2013. The Air Force says a B-1 Lancer bomber from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota crashed Thursday, but all four of its crew members were able to eject safely. The B-1 is a conventional supersonic bomber that first came into service in the 1980s. It's been used to support the U.S. bomber presence in the Asia-Pacific region and to conduct close air support and missions for U.S. operations in Afghanistan. It does not carry nuclear weapons. A woman was pulled carefully from the rubble 72 hours after a 7.6 magnitude earthquake rattled Ishikawa Prefecture in Japan. The number of dead climbed to 94 people and 222 are still missing. The sandy coastline of Japan has shifted by up to 820 feet seaward in some places as a result of that earthquake. 8:03 at KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirop. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. CHP is still working the crash northbound US 101 north of Todd Road, which is causing a major traffic backup. From Todd Road going to about Golf Course Drive on the northbound side, traffic is very heavy there. And on the southbound side, starting at about Hearn Avenue to Todd Road, traffic is heavy in that area as well. Stair Route 12 Interchange, US 101, traffic is heavy in that area. So it's going to be some delays out there. Make sure to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. And when I heard about Cocos Deco Homes' year-end clearance sale, I knew I'd be starting 2024 with a new look. Easy too. I'll just take another 50% off already reduced prices. And so can you. That can add up to 80% off. Look for specially tagged merchandise and then take off another 50%. The quickest way to change the look of your living room is to switch up the sofa. And Cocos Deco Home has beautiful choices. Are you tired of that look you loved so much last century? Now's the time to make a change. Upholstery, chairs, tables, artwork, rugs, accessories, and the largest selection of lighting in Sonoma County. Take another 50% off all sale tag merchandise and save up to 80% off at the Cocos Deco Home year-end clearance sale. Pro tip, shop now for best selections on West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
In California, we're on a journey to make energy cleaner, safer, and more reliable. At PG&E, our goal is to get there without leaving any family behind. We're undergrounding lines because it's safer and more affordable in the long run. We're helping our customers lower costs by choosing the right energy plan and taking control of their bills with predictable budget billing. As your hometown utility, we won't stop until we deliver the safe, reliable, renewable, and affordable energy you deserve.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides free rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to their medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, actor Adam Sandler got a little pickup basketball game in at Arizona's McHale Center before the 10th-ranked Arizona Wildcats played Colorado. Wearing a Hawaiian-style shirt and turquoise shorts, the comedian played a game of three-on-three for about 2 hours before Thursday night's game. Apparently, he was a good luck charm because Arizona went on to win the game 97-50. Your forecast. After just some patchy fog, we go sunny today with low 60s. Tonight, pretty clear early, but clouds do increase overnight with 30s. Tomorrow, rain likely, expecting about a quarter inch, highs in the low 50s. Look for a cold start Sunday, then sunny with low 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. This weekend are the Golden Globe Awards, as voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press. Comedian Joe Coy is hosting. Here he is speaking about watching the Globes in the past.
Best movie of the year, like... who's singing? Like, who's drunk? Like stuff like that.
Michelle Yeoh, Will Ferrell, and Angela Bassett will be among the presenters. The show airs Sunday night, starting at 5 p.m. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Talon.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. All she asks is for total obedience.
That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bitter sweet. hurts instead.
KZST. It is 8:11, 45 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams. Friday, January 5th. Hazy sunshine on the way, temperatures low 60s, and we are talking food next.
Are you ready to transform your workspace into a hub of productivity and style? Office Furniture Interiors and Design has you covered. From ergonomic chairs to height adjustable desks, modern lounges to sleek storage solutions, live plants to art for your walls.
I'm Benjamin, owner and lead designer at Office Furniture Interiors and Design. Visit me at the showroom on Rohnert Park Expressway next to Food Max. Your dream office is our passion. 707-295-DESK.
New year, new you. Making some resolutions for the new year? Grocery Outlet has you covered. If it's eating healthier, check out our fresh produce, our fresh meat section, and our wonderful Nosh section for amazing savings. Maybe your resolution is staying on a budget. Your neighborhood Grocery Outlet is the destination to save on food, everyday items, and to find many great deals on all kinds of products. Whether it's eating better or saving more, Grocery Outlet's got you covered in 2024.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Heather Irwin in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be back.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. It's been a while.
let's throw in Valentine's Day just to get ahead of things.
That is an Easter too. Heather, you are what I call the queen of cuisine. We do this Foodie Friday thing. You work at the Press Democrat. You write Bite Club Eats. You're kind of everywhere.
I try to be.
Everywhere where there's a calorie.
That is unfortunately very true.
Write food articles.
I like food. I eat food. I work for food. All of the good things about food.
Yes. So we have a lot to cover today.
We do.
As usual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just saw your article about food trends in 2024 here locally. I want to start with that one.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's an interesting time of year. Everybody starts to come out with their food predictions of what we'll be eating in 2024. And it's actually a fun little exercise to see what will come true and what actually will be a huge flop. So one of the things that I do every year is I put this list together, and I'm going to go over a couple of things that I found will be seeing on our plates this year.
Ooh, yeah.
One I know you're going to love is tinned seafood.
Oh.
I know. It's one of those things, like, remember growing up, like, sardines in a can? They were like, ew, yuck.
I love those.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay, see,
I
was never big on that. But fancy tinned seafood, like really expensive, fancy stuff from Spain. It kind of got traction last year, but now it's really gaining a lot of traction at places like the Redwood and the Punchdown in Sebastopol.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. Yeah, all kinds of good things. Another one is going to be luxury snacks. High-end snacks. Well, you know, with our pocketbooks, you know, being a little tight right now for a lot of us, instead of going for like a huge, you know, meal or whatever, having these little luxury snacks, like say if you want a macaron or something, you know, and you go in or you get a really good piece of chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah, rather than, you know, spending a ton of money, you have one of these great little luxury snacks.
Like popcorn, like the gourmet popcorn.
The gourmet popcorn.
And the nuts.
Absolutely.
And the,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
The higher end Oreos. You could do Oreos, but you could also like go to a bakery and get like a whoopie pie or something.
Big Oreo.
Exactly. Now, this one is concerning to me. Apparently, Generation X is now moving into their later years, which is news to me, but yes. So one of the trends is going to be older adults really looking for food to help keep them healthy. So nutraceuticals, you know, things that help with hormonal changes. A couple of funny things that came up is krill. You know that the krill, it's like what the whales eat, you know, they're like microscopic shrimp.
Yeah, the little fishies.
Apparently now that is the hot superfood for old people. It's full of omegas and things like that. So, you know, look for krill on your on the grocery shelves.
Krill.
Other things, just experiential eating. So people want more than a meal. They want to have an experience. And something that I locally that I think is really good is Kapu. They're actually closed this week. But it's the tiki bar. You know, you go in, you have a cocktail, you have the experience.
That's in Petaluma, right?
Yeah, a little grass hut. You know, it's really fun. So I think things like that. Korean cuisine. It's going to be the food of the year.
Are there places here?
There are. So a Korean fried chicken place called Bonchon, it's a chain. They're going to be opening in Petaluma at the end of this month. But we also have Korean barbecue, Hanbol, and we have Soban Korean in Petaluma. Hanbol is Santa Rosa. Yeah, here's one, though, that I think is going to be a flop. We got lots more, but one that I think is going to be a flop that people are talking about is camel milk. I don't think that's going to be a big thing.
Camel
milk.
As in the animal, camel.
Camel milk.
Where do we get camel milk?
You can order it for like $20 on a website, but other than that, it's pretty hard to find. But it's supposed to be really good for you.
Right, of course. Camel milk in your Cheerios.
Yeah, you know?
No, I don't. Yeah. I agree. I think that's going to flop.
I think that's going to be a flop.
Wow. Okay, you have more? Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
We'll take a little break and we'll do... Speaking of flopping, here's little Ed Sheeran in Bad Habits on KCST.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. To late nights sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to get a check on traffic again. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Mirop. And I understand the dishwasher has been removed from the middle of the roadways. Way to go. What else is going on?
Well, everything else has also moved to the shoulder. CHP isn't working anything right now, but there is still residual traffic from the crash that was northbound north of Todd Road. Traffic starts at about Golf Course Drive going to just south of Todd Road, and then it lines up, and then State Route 12 interchange, US 101 traffic is backed up in that area as well. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
This is Larry Flick, owner of the Floor Store. The end of the year means our New Year's clearance sale. That means up to 50% off store-wide from now till January 8th on carpet, hardwood, waterproof flooring, and more. It also means interest-free financing for a full 18 months and no sales tax on anything. It all adds up to a happy New Year, except for one little thing. It ends Monday. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The KZST Morning Show Studio has 7 clocks. The KZST Newsroom has 8. There's digital clocks, analog clocks. We even have a Mickey Mouse clock that plays the Off to Work song from the Seven Dwarfs. Each clock is synchronized by satellite to the atomic clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. Because when you head off to work in the morning, the last thing you want to be is late. If you've got the time for us, we'll have the time for you. Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST.
It will only
Counties, KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 8:27, 45 degrees, a little bit of sunshine outside. We'll see about low to mid-60s today. Good morning. Heather Irwin here.
Good morning.
I've had way too much coffee. Can you tell?
Wow.
Can you tell?
Wow.
Okay, so we are going to get to more food trends, but yeah. I understand you have a bizarre story about plant-based foods.
Well, no, this is one of the trends, is putting plants back in plant-based food.
So it's not already in there?
I know. That sounds weird, huh? But, you know, the emergence of some of the meats that were plant-based but were overly processed, a lot of the plant-based foods that we're seeing now are super highly processed. And I think a lot of people are thinking, you know, is that really so great? So things like, you know, watch for bean burgers to come back, you know, watch for lots of walnuts and mushrooms being in things. And one thing I liked is the plant-based seafood really getting popular too. And one of those was, well, we had it. Remember the plant-based shrimp at Vegan Mob?
Yes.
That's actually made with a konjac.
It was good.
It was delicious.
Yes.
I thought it was terrific. So yeah, I think we're just going to continue to evolve in the plant-based food world.
Wow. No, I love that. Oh,
I
my
know.
Gosh.
I thought it was actually really good. You want one more?
I do want one more.
Okay. Buckwheat is going to be the new grain of the year.
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat. Yes, I know. It's like, I don't really have it in anything except for like buckwheat crepes. But apparently it's a environmentally friendly cover crop, gluten-free and highly nutritious.
I'm wondering, I don't even know if I've ever had it.
I know. It's one of those things, like, I don't know if it's the next quinoa or another. It's going to be an also-ran, like, sorghum and millet.
Wasn't buckwheat on, like, the Little Rascals? So that's the only buckwheat I know. Is it good?
We're showing our age.
We are.
It's just a grain. I don't know. I haven't really had it either, so I guess we'll find out in 2024.
Okay, I'm confused. I need to look that up, because I want to know what the hell is in buckwheat and what if I'm eating it or not. Okay, you know what? Brent Allen, he needs to rescue us right now. Let's do some news.
If I'm the one rescuing you, we're all in trouble. Good morning, Sonoma County. It is Friday, January 5th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. Nice today before rain returns tomorrow. We are currently sitting at 46 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. Actor David Soul, best known for his role on the TV series Starsky and Hutch, has passed away at the age of 80. Soul played Detective Kenneth Hutch Hutchinson in the crime-solving TV series, which ran from 1975 to 1979. He also sang the song Don't Give Up on Us Baby in 1976. After 50 years of having the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma, managed by the 4th District Agricultural Association, control is now in the hands of the city of Petaluma. City officials and staff gathered on Tuesday to remove the no public access sign at the front gate, signifying the change. The Ag District will continue.